Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist. And today we are talking about formulation number 4016. It is just in time for summer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we can go to the beaches.
If we can have a summer.
Yeah, if we can have a summer. This is the natural mineral sunscreen, and it features polysugamols D6 and colonial monolaurin MB. So this one has an SPF of 30.
Do you want estimated.
An estimated.
It hasn't actually been sent out for testing, but based on the amount of the actives that we're using, it should be around 30. But that is up to each manufacturer to do their own testing.
So the polysugamols D6, it's sorbitan oleate desylglucoside cross polymer. And that actually has the same inky name as our polysugamols D9. But why is this one different than the D9? And how does it work better with lotions?
We use the D9 more for microemulsions for fragrance solubilization. And the D6 is better for these kind of lotion type emulsions.
And so this is two parts similar to the other lotions that you've put together?
Yes, a water phase and an oil phase. It is an oil and water emulsion.
And then we also have our colonial monolaurin MB, which is glycerol laurate. And so that's helping with the feel.
Yeah, it's acting as a co-emulsifier.
Right.
Yes, also does have some emollient properties.
So we call this a natural mineral sunscreen because it doesn't have any of the chemical blockers.
Right. Yeah. So when you're talking about natural sunscreens, it's these physical blockers, the zinc oxide and the titanium dioxide. So they're actually reflecting the sun's rays rather than the chemical actives that absorb them and release them as energy.
So we're not just, you know, throwing just raw minerals in there because it's the natural mineral. So we use Xpress 301. Is that easy to work with?
Yes, so much easier. It predisperses the zinc oxide and the titanium dioxide, so you don't have to have specific dispersion knowledge or equipment. It just, you can throw it into the oil phase. It's really easy to work with.
Is this sunscreen for dummies?
Yes.
Cool. So I could do it. All right. What I do like about this one is because it's very, it's like thin. It doesn't gunk up on your hands, and we know.
Yeah, the physical sunscreens have a bad rep for being really heavy and whitening.
We all know I have a texture issue with lotions. So, yeah, and I do like this one because it's non-whitening, which a lot of mineral sunscreens kind of leave that white film on your face and or body. So this one is really, it just like thins out.
Yeah, I thought Dennis made a really good point in one of his webinars the other week. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, it's like great to choose a sunscreen that's safe for you and the environment, but if it doesn't feel nice, then you're less likely to apply it as liberally or as often as you should to actually protect your skin.
Right.
So, yeah, important to have a formula that actually feels good.
So the mineral sunscreens have gotten more popular lately because the chemical ones supposedly
hurt the coral reefs, So, these ones are safe for the coral reefs. The emulsifiers that we're using, the polysugamols D6 and the monolaurin MB, are both biodegradable.
Okay, but this one is not waterproof.
No, you could add a waterproof ingredient in there, but this is just your typical reapply every 2 hours type of deal.
All right, so this is the natural mineral sunscreen. It is 4016. We've put this in a pump bottle. We've also put it in a squeeze bottle. It features polysugamols D6 and colonial monolaurin MB. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.